Alright guys, good afternoon. Today is Thursday, January 2nd, and you're coming into the second installment, the second episode for the podcast. Like I said, podcast unknown. We talk about faith, family, finance here. If somebody has an idea or a name, please feel free to let me know. Alright, we're going to be going over different books to frame our conversation. And the book we're going to be going through right now is called How to Win Friends and Influence People. The only book you'll need to lead you to success, from Dale Carnegie. All right. So let's kind of start with something that I learned. Well, yesterday, I went to a basketball game. Raptors 905. Big shout out to Tyler Ennis. Great guy. Had a chance to meet him at the end. So thank you for your photo. Much appreciated. And while I was there, I met a friend, or I should say a guy I haven't met in a long time. He is a friend, but we just lost contact over the last few years, okay? And when we saw each other, there was that kind of look where you look at each other like, yo, is that really? Yeah, that's, yo, what's going on, you know? And we're just excited, we're just greeting, and we're just dapping and hugging, right? And it was like, long time no see, what's going on, what's the story? And it was really, really a great feeling. And the one thing I always know about when I meet this guy is that his energy is always on 100. He is never just... he's always up, right? His energy is always high. And so what that forced me to do was to match his energy, all right? To match his levels. And what that felt was, it just felt really good. You know, it felt really nice to be in a place where we're excited to see each other, right? And that energy, which was high now, just created this like bond, right? And so as I reflect on that experience, when I go out, how do I make other people feel, right? When they see me, right? Because people match our energy. You know, if my energy's like, yo, what's going on, what's up? Then the energy I'm gonna receive is the same. Like, yeah, I'm cool, man, what you saying? That's the energy I'm gonna receive. And so that energy doesn't create a great bond, right? It creates a respect or a passivity or, you know, suspense. But if the energy is like, yo, what's going on, man? It's good to see you, how you doing, right? Then that energy is gonna respond or have a response as like, yeah, I'm good, man, how are things with you? And that's gonna be an energy that's gonna move us forward. So I was really glad to meet Kerwin. I haven't seen him in a long time. It was great to connect. We will connect some more. But hopefully you get to listen to this podcast one day and we can laugh about it. So as we go out, as you listen to what I'm sharing with you today, take that and say, what is the energy that we're sending out when we meet people for the first time, for the second time, for the 100th time? Let's raise that energy and let's raise that standard and let's create great, authentic connections. All right. Now, how to win friends and influence people. So we did chapter one, we've moved on to chapter two, which is the big secret of dealing with people. Now, we're gonna make this brief because there's a few major points that I wanna cover. And the first one is right at the beginning. There's only one way under heaven and earth to get anybody to do anything. You get that? There's only one way, and that way is by making the other person want to do it, okay? Making the other person want to do it. It's like a donkey or a mule. You can't get that mule to move unless the mule wants to. That's us. We are people. We are stubborn. We do what we want to do for our best interest, okay? So we can't get anybody to do anything we don't want to do unless they want to do it. That goes for our spouse. That goes for our husband. That goes for our wife. That goes for our kids. That goes for our friends. That goes for our employees, right? That goes for everybody in which we contact on a day-to-day. We cannot get them to do anything unless they want to do it. Now, there's some caveats to this in the sense that there are ways in which we can do this, such as if you have an AK-47 or a Colt 45 in your back pocket, I'm sure you can get a lot of people to do things that they may not want to do, but they feel like they want to do it to preserve their life, okay? They want to preserve their life. which is what the book goes through. There's 8 things that people want. So if we can show how we can fulfill those things, they will want to do what we've asked them to do. So one of those things is health and preservation of life. Now, if we threaten somebody's health and life, I'm sure that we can get them to do a lot of things. On the flip side, if we can show them that their current behavior is going to be detrimental towards their health and their life, we can get them to do things as well, all right? So that first one is health. The second one is food. Now, any of you that know me know I love food. I like to cook food, I like to eat food, I like to smell food, I like to be around food, and there's a lot of things that I may do for oxtail or for a jerk chicken, you feel me? Like, that's just how I roll. There's very few things better than a jerk chicken or oxtail, and one of the things at the top of my list is a nice T-bone steak, okay? If you get it seared nice with salt and pepper, you know, cooked in butter with rosemary, thyme, garlic, okay? You baste that bad boy, you know, a few times, you let it rest, you slice it. It needs to be done medium with a bit of gravy and mashed potato. Okay, I'm getting a little bit, you know, excited right now. But there's a lot of things that we'll do for food. In fact, there's people who will do a lot for a cheeseburger, man, if you get what I'm saying, okay? So food is the second thing. The third is sleep, okay? Sleep. What will we do for sleep? When we just want to sleep, we're going to say and do things that we wouldn't normally do, all right? Money and the things money will buy, okay? If you go through Instagram, any, you know, pretty much at any time of day, you'll see people with Rolex watches and Mercedes Benz and Lamborghinis and nice houses. And so based on seeing these things that people determine that they want, they're willing to do and break all kinds of rules in order to get them, okay? The life in the hereafter. What do people want? People want to have security in a life afterwards, right? And so there's things that they are willing to do. Sexual gratification. They want to get their leg over, all right? They want to juice or whatever it is, you know, hook up. They want to do those things in order to satisfy themselves and get sexual gratification. They want the well-being of their children. Now, we're going to do anything for the kids, man. We'll go in front of a train, okay? We're going to, you know, jump in front of a car. We're going to steal cake from a fat kid. We're going to do anything we can in order to make sure that our kids are taken care of. And the last one, it says, is the feeling of importance. Or if you're Jamaican, big head syndrome, all right? The feeling of importance. We want to be important too, okay? We want to be important too. And what that means is, especially in the context of faith, family, finance, that one in particular sticks out, because when we think of our spouse, we think of our husband, our wife, we think of our kids, you know, they want to feel important. They want to feel valued. They want to be noticed. And so if it is a thing that is deep within us, that we want to feel important, then what are the things that we want to do to get noticed, right? Like, you ever have a situation where your kids are just acting up? You know, they're calling for you all the time, and they're just throwing things down, breaking things, or, you know, just being reckless. They're just crying out for some attention, right? They're crying out for you to see them, right? Or the spouse, you know, you have a spouse as well who be doing some of those things, and some of them may be conscious or subconscious, but just to feel important, they're overly loud, right? They start speaking loud or acting silly, or, you know, pretending like they're ignorant or dumb in some cases in order to gain attention. Like, we've seen these things in others, maybe even in ourselves. And so that is us seeking to gain some significance, some importance around our family or our peer group, all right? And so we need to consider that our family and the people around us are looking for those things. And there's a gentleman by the name of Andrew Carnegie, who used to run this, I guess, massive steel mill or whatnot, right? And he thought, you know what, I'm going to hire a gentleman named Charles Schwab. Okay, now Schwab at the time was getting paid $1 million a year, okay, which is a lot of money for back then. I don't even remember the year. I'm pretty sure it's 1700s, 1800s or whatever it was, and was getting paid a lot of money to manage like the largest steel mill in the US. Okay, and the question is, why did he pay that guy so much money in order for him to manage a steel mill when Charles Schwab wasn't exactly the most knowledgeable about the business? What was it that he did really well? Well, Charles, in his own words, says, "I consider my ability to arouse enthusiasm among my people the greatest asset I possess. And the way to develop the best that is in a person is by appreciation and encouragement." Appreciation and encouragement, right? So he is running this massive steel mill for Andrew Carnegie, and he's saying his greatest skill as a leader, because that's exactly what he's a leader, he's the boss, okay, is by getting the best out of his people by appreciation and encouragement. And that was worth $1 million a year. Think about that. We want to lead our families. We want to lead our employees. We want to lead our friends and our peer group. And he's saying the best way to do that is by appreciation and encouragement. He goes on to say, "There is nothing else that so kills the ambitions of a person as criticism from superiors." Now, it's easy, especially when we, you know, you get that job and you get promoted and you got power. Okay, now you got power, you got authority, you can say and do a whole lot of things like we couldn't do before. And our ego wants to show how powerful we are. And the easiest way to do that is to criticize, is to nitpick, right? If you're in a home and you're the biggest person in the home, right? You're the big boss, okay? You can turn around and criticize. Oh, you don't wash the dishes. Oh, you don't put the food in the oven. You don't tidy the bathroom. You don't tidy your bedroom. You don't, you know, put a wash on or put the stuff in the dryer, and you criticize and you nitpick. Why don't you pick that up off the floor? Why don't you put that back in the cupboard? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Right? And we criticize and criticize and criticize and criticize. And what we're doing is killing the ambition of a person. And that's not just ambition from a career sense, just the ambition to do better, to want to be better people. So he goes on to say, there's nothing else that so kills the ambitions of a person as criticism from superiors. I never criticize anyone. I believe in giving a person incentive to work. So I am anxious to praise, but loath to find fault." Edda, I'm anxious to praise. I'm quick to give praise. I want to give praise and appreciation, and I hate to find fault. See, if I like anything, I'm hearty in my approbation and lavish in my praise. Markside! Approbation, $5 word, respect. Hearty in my approbation and lavish in my praise. Love it, okay? So that means he gives a lot of attention to praising the people that's working for him. And I think in our homes, we need to really, it's not easy. It seems, I don't know why it seems counterintuitive, but it's not always easy to give praise in the face when there's so many things that need changing, right? How easy is it to give praise, you know, for the one thing that has been tidied up when the rest of the house is in a mess, right? Like, you see, you know, your son or whatnot, you know, washing up a glass and putting it back in the cupboard while his room is an absolute pigsty. Like, I'm going to turn around and be like, "Oh, you know, John, I really appreciate you washing up that glass. You're a really tidy and clean person. You know, thank you very much for doing that." Meanwhile, knowing in the back of my head that their room is untidy, I feel like a hypocrite. Okay, but at the same time, what am I doing? I'm building in him the idea that he is a clean and tidy person, right? And that he's going to start to believe that and raise his level of expectation and lifestyle to that. You with me? It's like when I told you the story last week, or a few days ago, with my daughter. You know, I said to her, you know what, I just think you're a really fast runner. And she takes off running, just up and down and up and down. She wanted to raise herself to the level of expectation because she realized how I saw her and she didn't want to let me down. Right? And so in the same way, we want our kids and our family to live in a way that is better. We want to raise their standard. And so we've got to give appreciation and thanksgiving for the things that they do well. Right? Because we don't want in a situation, which we've all been in, where, you know, the one thing we ever did bad, we hear all the time. And the thing that we do really well, we never hear about. Okay? We need to make sure that we give praise. Okay? We need to give thanks. And there was a study that went on to say that runaway wives, imagine that, your wife just leaving, just running away. The main reason was lack of appreciation. Lack of appreciation for our wives causing them to run away. Now, you know what, ladies and gents? There is no, in my estimation, okay scenario for cheating, okay? For going outside your marriage covenant and being with someone else. Okay, we don't want to do that. We don't give any, we don't condone that in any way, shape, or form. What we do want to appreciate or understand, though, is that we can create an environment in which the partner in which we've chosen is unhappy because we fail to appreciate them for who they are, right? And it could be some of the simple things, giving thanks for cooking dinner or cleaning or for them supporting us or for them helping us with our resume or paying the bill or, you know, shoveling the snow or, you know, just giving you some time when you come from work to sit down and chill out without dumping on you a whole bunch of stuff that they want to talk about, right? Just to give thanks for that, just to be appreciative for those simple things, could be the difference between a happy marriage and a not so marriage, for lack of a better term. All right, now, on the far scale of this, on the far side of this, is flattery. Okay, what is flattery? Well, the idea is like I'm gonna give you praise and appreciation, but it's insincere. It's not real. I'm just saying something because, you know, I want something from you, right? It's like coming there and saying, you know what? Wow, you're looking fly. You're looking pretty sharp there. Where'd you get that outfit? Oh, really nice, man. I was thinking though, you know, can I borrow $5? Whoop, hold up, wait a minute. Okay, now everything that you said before the question just is nullified because it felt like you were just saying those things in order to get something from me. All right, that's the difference. Our appreciation needs to be heartfelt, right? There's no sense in saying it if we don't mean it, okay? It's gotta be heartfelt, otherwise it's just gonna be flattery, and flattery everybody can see through. It doesn't feel good for anybody, all right? We've gotta find a way in which to really be genuine, genuinely thankful for what we want to, for what we're receiving from that person, all right? There's gonna be no other way, all right? So, just to kind of wrap this up today, chapter 2, let's just try to leave behind us just a train of thanksgiving, okay? Thanksgiving, gratitude and appreciation to the people around us, okay? Write a list, if you can, of the people that you encounter on a day-to-day and share your appreciation, okay? Share your appreciation with your boss, share appreciation with your wife or your husband or your kids, okay? Give them thanks, okay? And do it lavishly, okay? For whatever it is that they're doing on a day-to-day that is good, it's helpful for the family, for yourselves, right? Share that thanksgiving, share that appreciation with them today. And I'm sure on the long term, it will improve the relationship exponentially. which is what I hope for you, for everybody that listens to this podcast. I genuinely and truly hope that your faith will increase, your family will be blessed abundantly, will be transformed, will be tight-knit, and will be able to make differences in this and the generation to come, and your finances will be on point. I'm not asking or hoping that anybody becomes rich and a billionaire. What I'm hoping is that you will have financial security by managing what you have well, so you can live your best life and be the best person that you can be. All right. So thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure. If what you heard today was helpful, if what you heard today you think is going to make a difference for you going forward, shoot me a message. I would love to hear from you. Okay. If there's ideas and thoughts or things you want me to share in the next podcast, or you want to shout out for something, please let me know. Okay. I'm always open and willing to oblige. Please reach out. I've had a great time doing this, even though this is the second one. The preparation has been awesome. So wishing you all the best for 2020. Stay blessed. Love, peace, and hair grease from Solid Soul. Take care. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.